Random House Audio presents Running the Books by Avi Steinberg. Read for you by Dustin Rubin. February 19th. Hopes. February 20th. Unnoticeable life. Noticeable failure. February 25th. A letter. From Kafka's Diary, 1922. Part 1. Undelivered. Chapter 1. The Up and Up and Low Low. Pimps make the best librarians. Psycho killers, the worst. Ditto con men. Gangsters, gun runners, bank robbers. Adept at crowd control, at collaborating with a small staff, at planning with deliberation and executing with contained fury. All possess the librarian's basic skill set. Scalpers and loan sharks certainly have a role to play. But even they lack that something, the je ne sais quoi, the elusive it. What would a pimp call it? Yes, the love. If you're a pimp, you've got love for the library. And if you don't, it's probably because you haven't visited one. But chances are, you will eventually do a little, or perhaps a lot, of prison time, and you'll wander into one there. When you do, you'll encounter the sweetness and the light. You'll find books you've always needed, but never knew existed. Books like that indispensable hustler's tool, the rhyming dictionary. You'll discover and embrace, like long-lost relatives, entire new vocabularies. Anthropology and biology. Philosophy and psychology, gender studies and musicology, art history and pharmacology, economics and poetry, French, the primordial slime, lesbian bonobo chimps, Rousseau nibbling on sorbet with his Venetian hooker, the complete annotated record of animal striving. And it's not just about books. In the joint, where business is slow, the library is the spot. It's where you go to see and be seen. Among the stacks, you'll meet older colleagues who gather regularly to debate, to try out new material, to declaim, reminisce, network, and match wits. You'll meet old-timers working on their memoirs, upstarts writing the next great pimp screenplay. You'll meet inmate librarians like Dice, who will tell you he stayed sane during 2 years in the hole at Walla Walla by memorizing a smuggled anthology of Shakespeare's plays. He'll prove it by reciting long passages by heart. Dice wears sunglasses and is an ideologue. He'll try to persuade you of the virtues of vice. He'll tell you that a prison library ain't a place to better yourself. It's a place to get better at getting worse. He'll bully you into reading Shelley's Frankenstein, and he'll bully you further into believing that it's our story, by which he means the story of pimps, a specialized class of men, a priesthood, who live according to the dictates of nature. He means it. Like many a pimp preoccupied by ancient questions, Dice takes the old book seriously. He approves of Emersonian self-reliance, and was scandalized that many American universities had ousted Shakespeare and the classics from their curricula. He'd read about it in the Chronicle of Higher Education. "You kidding me, man?" he'd said, folding the newspaper like a hassled commuter, brow arching over his shades. "Now I've heard it all. This country's going to hell." Men like Dice will inculcate you with an appreciation for tradition, what Matthew Arnold called the best which has been thought and said, and you'll discover precisely why it is so important to study the best that has been thought and said. How else are you going to top it? This, at least, is what I'm told. I wouldn't know. I'm not a pimp. I'm in a different sort of racket. My name is Avi Steinberg, but in the joint, they call me Bookie. The nickname was given to me by Jamar Fat Cat Richmond. Fat Cat is, or was, a notorious gangster, occasional pimp, and, as it turns out, exceptionally resourceful librarian. At 30 years old and 2 bullet wounds, Cat is already a veteran inmate. He's too big, 5'9", 300+ pounds, for a proper prison outfit. Instead, he is given a non-regulation t-shirt, the only inmate in his unit with a blue t-shirt instead of a tan uniform top. But the heaviness bespeaks solidity, substance, gravitas. The fat guy t-shirt status. He is my right hand, though it often seems the other way around. "Talk to Bookie," he tells inmates who've lined up to see him. "He's the main bookman." The main bookman. I like that. I can't help it. For an asthmatic Jewish kid, it's got a nice ring to it. Hired to run Boston's prison library and serve as the resident creative writing teacher, I am living my quixotic dream. A bookslinger with a badge and a streetwise attitude, part bookworm, part badass. This identity has helped me tremendously at cocktail parties. In prison, Fat Cat, Dice, and their ilk are the intellectual elite, hence their role as inmate librarians. But the library itself is not elitist. To gain entrance, one need only commit a felony. And the majority of felons, at least where I work, do make their way to the library. Many visit every day. Even though some inmates can barely read, the prison library is packed. And when things get crowded, the atmosphere is more like a speakeasy than a quiet reading room. This place is, after all, the library of all rogues, vagabonds, persons using any subtle craft, juggling or unlawful games or plays, common pipers, fiddlers, runaways, stubborn children, drunkards, nightwalkers, pilferers, wanton and lascivious persons, railers and brawlers. This according to a 19th century state government report. I've met only one fiddler. No pipers, common or otherwise. But I do meet a good number of rappers and MCs. With the addition of gun-toting gangbangers and coke dealers, the old catalog remains fairly accurate. Which is all to say that a library in prison is significantly different than a library in the real world. Yes, there are book clubs, poetry readings, and moments of silent reflection. But there isn't much shushing. As a prison crossroads, a place where hundreds of inmates come to deal with their pressing issues, where officers and other staff stop by to hang out and mix things up, the pace of a prison library is social and up-tempo. I spend much of my time running. The chaos begins right away. There is no wake-up call more effective than 25 convicts in matching uniforms coming at you first thing in the morning. First come the greetings. This takes a while. Inmates exchange intricate handshakes and formal titles. OG, Young G, Boo, Bro, Baby Boy, Brother, Dude, Cuz, Dog, P, G, Daddy, Pimpin, Nigga, Man, Thug Thizzle, My Boy, My Man, Homie. Then, the nicknames. Flip, Hood, Lil Haiti, Messiah, Bleach, Bombay, K-Shine, Rib, Swiss, Touche, The Truth, Black, Boat, 40, 50, no 60, Jizz, Is, Riz, Fizz, Shiz, Lil Shiz, Frenchy, P. Rico, Country, Dro, Turk, T, Africa, and yes, occasionally, Bookie. Incidentally, I have other, less used prison nicknames. Slim, Harvard, Jufro, though my hair is stick straight. Mostly people just call me Arvin or Harvey. Next comes business. Every inmate wants a magazine and or newspaper. Most inmates also want a street book, the widely popular pulp hip-hop novels, whose titles tend to have the word hustler in them. I let Fat Cat handle these requests. Cat keeps a secret stash and runs a snug little business in these books, to which I, for mostly self-interested reasons, turn a blind eye. We have a mutually beneficial arrangement. Then comes a flurry of random requests. Some legit, some not. Demands to make illicit calls to the courts, to parole boards, to my mans on the outs, to mamas and baby mamas, wifeys and wifey-wifeys. All denied. Whispered requests for information on AIDS, for information on the significance of blood and urine, for help reading a letter. All noted. I dismiss inmates' requests to use my internet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?